Listening Library presents City of a Thousand Dolls by Miriam Forster. Read for you by Shannon McManus. It was the storyteller Elena who spoke for the children. She sat before the emperor, the second Lotus Emperor, jangled the bells of her bow, and sang of girls unwanted, of babies left to die, of a future where women were scarcer than gold. And the emperor listened and heard the words of the singer and her song of sadness. The emperor listened, and he built a city. All who wanted could bring their daughters to this place, where they would be taught, cared for, and kept safe. And the people honored the emperor for his wisdom. From the Song of Stone and Blood, a story song of Elena, the bow singer. Chapter 1. Don't move, Nisha. The words were playful, but the sharp slash of light along the blade of the throwing dagger was not. Nisha Arvi forced herself to go still. Splinters dug into her shoulder from the wooden target wall behind her, but she didn't twitch. A few paces away, her friend Tanaya twirled her dagger with careless grace. A smug and confident smile curled the edges of her mouth. Don't look so frightened, Nisha.